USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 37 people are dead and many remain missing after heavy rain led to flash flooding in Kentucky. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration's hearts go out to those affected.
We are doing everything that we can, and with FEMA and other agencies across the administration to be as helpful to the state of Kentucky.
A public health emergency was declared in Kentucky by the Department of Health and Human Services. This gives Medicare and Medicaid centers expanded ability to meet emergency health needs. Health risks posed by COVID are causing more smokers to quit. A new study from the University of California, San Diego says regular smokers purchased much fewer cigarettes and a lot of people quit during the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Prices at the gas pump continue to slowly decline. AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is down to $4.16 a gallon. That's a drop of 2 cents from Tuesday and 14 cents from just a week ago. The statewide average in California is still the highest in the country at $5.56 a gallon. NASA is discussing what a more active sun means for you. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
NASA said the sun is getting very active, and that could cause problems here on Earth. The space agency warned the activity level of the sun has quickly ramped up. Scientists expect to see more solar flares and solar eruptions that could impact radio communications, navigation signals, and electric power grids here on Earth. The increase in activity could also pose a risk to spacecraft, GPS signals, and even create concerns for the airline industry.
This is USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
California's largest wildfire of the season is now blamed for 4 deaths. Authorities confirming Tuesday that 2 more bodies have been found along the path of the massive McKinney fire. Earlier this week, 2 bodies were discovered in a burned-out car, with the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office saying it appeared they were trying to flee the raging inferno. Airline regulators want to hear from you regarding an issue that many people already complain about.
The Federal Aviation Administration is asking for comments from the public for the next few months as it seeks feedback on airplane seat sizes. It will then use the feedback to create a new standard minimum for airplane seat sizes.
Federal officials want to make sure that there is enough room on airplanes that in the event of an emergency, folks are able to quickly and safely get off.
Scott Keyes, the founder of Scott's Cheap Flights. This comes years after Congress ordered the FAA to create new minimum dimensions for airplane seats in its funding renewal in 2018. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Illinois lottery officials say the winner of last week's $1.34 billion jackpot has yet to come forward. The winning ticket was sold at a gas station in the Chicago suburb of Des Plaines. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.